This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Empy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard the Friday fun show. I get a lot of privileges as host of this show, right? I get to pick the guests. Parney's coming on today at 11. We'll have a fun time with him, obviously. No Gary Hess today. He's resting up for his big football game tonight. Thomas Dale at Glenn Allen. Under the lights, you'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. I get to pick the guests. I get 10% off when I flash my Odyssey card at the Odyssey store. I get my Odyssey points. I get the free Odyssey app. You get the free Odyssey app too. But most importantly, I get to pick what we talk about on this radio program. And it is a football Friday, so let's acknowledge that right out of the gate. Big game tonight, Thomas Dale, Glenn Allen. You can hear that right here on The Fan. Big game tomorrow. Three big games tomorrow, which I'm certainly very excited about. We'll get into Tech on the Revenge Tour. We'll get into UVA on the Let's Beat a Team from the Group of Five Tour. We'll get into James Madison and whether or not they can win at UNC. We will do all those things. We'll talk Commanders. It is not a football Friday for the Commanders. They play Monday night, so when we talk to you Monday, we'll get you ready for that. Very good NFL slate, though. But here's the deal. I like baseball, and when something happens in baseball that hasn't been done in 100 years, and that same guy does something else on the same night that's quite literally never been done in baseball, we're going to talk about baseball on this radio program. Some good baseball last night. Here's 4 weeks ago. And I gushed about this at the time. Shohei Ohtani joining the very exclusive 40-40 club. 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases. And he did it in like the coolest way possible.
High fly ball, right field. Hit pretty deep on the track. Siri, he's at the wall. It's gone! It is gone! And it is over! Shohei Ohtani joins the 40-40 club in the most grand fashions. A walk-off grand slam!
He's so cool. I love me some Shohei Ohtani. Oh, by the way, also, this is a rehab year for him. This isn't even like a regular Shohei Ohtani year because he had Tommy John surgery, so he's not pitching. So he's just hitting this year, and he's just putting up one of the greatest seasons ever. All right, 40-40 club. Nobody's ever done 50-50. And here we go. Last night in Miami, first inning. Let's set the stage.
There they go. Ohtani down to third, and he is safe at third base. Stolen base number 50 for Ohtani, and they are standing at Lone Depot Park.
Yeah, they like the guy. Their standing is probably an exaggeration. There were only 15,000 people there last night in Miami watching baseball. That's not a good team, and it's not a good baseball market. 15,000 people. When the stories are told, more than 15,000 people will say they were there last night to watch history. But I would think it's less. Usually they exaggerate those numbers. Seventh inning, we're still on 48 home runs. Probably not a historic night, just a good night for Shohei Ohtani.
Here's the pitch. Runner goes. This ball's latched into left field, a base hit. That's going to split the outfielders and go to the wall. In comes Lux, rounding third as Paez. He'll score. Ohtani headed for third, and he is out trying to get the triple. But a two-run double for Shohei Ohtani. He's got three runs batted in.
All right, single, double, good start to the evening, of course, but still at 48. We're going to the sixth now, top of the sixth. Dodgers up 7-1, probably no need to really hit the gas pedal here. And all right, Shohei, go for it.
Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to Shohei. Swings, hits a drive, deep right field, number 49 for Ohtani, an upper deck shot. It's a two-run homer. The Dodgers lead it 9-3. Shohei Ohtani is now tied for the all-time Dodgers single-season home run record with 49, and he is one away from the first-ever 50-50 season. Oh, what a blast by Shohei Ohtani. He is a one-man show.
It's a good show. All that, I'm probably still not leading the show with Shohei Ohtani. It's a football Friday. He's in the dugout, getting ready for his next at-bat in the seventh. Game's over at this point. It's 13-3 Dodgers at this point. He's in the dugout, and his teammates point out you just need a triple to get a cycle, which is very rare, the single, double, triple, and home run in the same game. He's got the single, double, home run. Go up, hit a triple, get the cycle. That's a nice night. He had different ideas. Here it is, folks. Shohei Ohtani, 50-50, first time in Major League Baseball history.
And the pitch coming to Shohei Ohtani. He swings, hits a drive to left. This ball's back. There it is. Number 50, the first player in the history of Major League Baseball to have a 50-50 season. He is incredible. Shohei Ohtani with an opposite field home run. 50-50.
Rehab year, folks. It's a rehab year for Shohei Ohtani. Never played in the playoffs. We'll get to watch him in the playoffs with the Dodgers for the very first time. Obviously, he was in the playoffs many times in Japan. We've never seen him in the Major League Baseball playoffs. He's got a flair for the dramatic. Gets to the 50-50 club with two home runs in one game. I would have led the show with that. If that was the night, I would have led the show with that. It wasn't the night. He went yard one more time. Three home run night for Shohei Ohtani.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career has had a three home run game. Can you believe this? 10 runs batted in for Ohtani. That's also a career high. 51 home runs. for Shohei Ohtani.
Woo! 51-51. That's the club now. It's the 51-51 club. He got another stolen base along the way, too. 10 RBIs hasn't been done in baseball in 100 years. 10 RBI game, 3 home runs, did not get the cycle, never got that triple. Was just got 2 home runs instead at the end of the game. 3 home runs, jumps from 48 to 51 in one night in Miami. His post-game quote, "I just wanted to get it over with." We should all be so lucky as to just determine, I'm tired of people talking about 50-50. I'm just going to go yard 3 times against the hapless Miami Marlins. It doesn't make you feel great if you're Miami, but it makes you feel pretty good about getting to watch this guy night in, night out. Shohei Ohtani, everybody. What a night for him. What a performance. All the superlatives, lump them on. He's going to be fun to watch in October. Because, one of those early Moneyball baseball debates was like, right, is clutch hitting, is that a thing? Or some guys just, happen to have hits in big moments, so we think they're clutch. This guy seems to show up when it matters, and I'm excited to watch him play some baseball games that matter. I love that it was in Miami, so we got to watch it in a regular time zone. I just could call. I love this kid. I'm not staying up till 10 a.m. for a first pitch when he's playing in L.A., so get him into a World Series, get him into a regularly scheduled start time. I'm excited to watch this. Rest of baseball coming through last night as well. A lot of blowout wins in baseball last night. We'll start with the Braves, who are nipping at the heels of the Mets for that final wild card spot.
And there's a drive, deep right center. That might go. Dunn looks up, and that is gone. Another home run for Matt Olson, his second of the day, and another 3-run shot for Atlanta.
There you have it. Braves win. Mets win as well in another blowout fashion. But Baltimore Orioles in the AL, this is the chase. They're 4 back of the Yankees, so it's not looking great. We're running out of time here. But they've also got the stiff arm on the Boston Red Sox at this point, so they're not falling out of the wild card either. Looks like they're safely in, but the Yankees will be the division champs. Either way, always nice to get a walk-off win. And since we're talking baseball, since we've come this far, why not salute the Baltimore Orioles on their walk-off win?
3-3 our score, bottom 9, 2 outs, the 1-2. And that is hit in the air, deep right field. Back goes Canna at the track, at the fence. Does it have enough? Yes, it does, baby. That one's gone. Walk-off homer, Anthony Santander. The Orioles win it 5-3 on an incredible at bat by Tony Taters.
Tony Taters in an incredible event. I like that. Everything about that call was really good. It's playoff baseball time. We're getting excited for it. We're also watching the Chicago White Sox. You know we are. Magic numbers 3 as they head to San Diego this weekend. 3 losses to get to 120, worst record in Major League Baseball history. That'd be the tie, 121, 4 games away from setting the record for all-time futility in Chicago. You better believe we're not just keeping our eye on greatness. We're keeping our eye on the other end of the standings as well. It's going to be an exciting final week. It is a football Friday, though. We're going to spend some time with football. I got some other stories to tell, too. I got a parking ticket yesterday. I'm going to tell the story. I'm not looking for sympathy. We're not going to pass the hat. We're not going to do a fundraiser. I'm a little salty. We don't have Judge Stubb here. But maybe Hazel can fill in and issue a ruling on the legitimacy of my parking ticket from yesterday. Fighting words in the Commanders-Bengals budding rivalry. We'll dive into that. Bengals corner disparaging the Commanders offense. We got ourselves a little juice on this Monday night football game. We're going to dive into Tech. We're going to dive into UVA and JMU. We'll go around the college world. A reminder, no Gary Hess today, but you can hear him tonight on 910 The Fan. He'll be calling that game. Thomas Dale, number 2 in the poll against Glenn Allen. I think Gary heard my exchange with Lane yesterday, and he didn't want any of that heat. Lane did want the heat, which I loved. Lane came on like, "Lane, I got a problem with your poll." He's like, "I got a problem with you, buddy.
Yeah, let's
go.
Come at me."
Lane's from New York. Yeah, Lane wasn't having it. No, I got a problem with your pull. Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, you got a problem.
You got a problem? Well, I got a pull. So, until you get your own pull, I'll tell you where you can stick my pull. Yeah. Thomas Dale, number two in the pull. I didn't like that Highland Springs was as low as they were after losing to two state champs. But the people who make the pull follow this stuff closer than I do. Hey, I've been told, and Gary's not here. Gary didn't want the heat. That's okay. But he'll be on the call with Coach Chris tonight. Congrats to those guys doing their first Thursday night pregame, pre-day wrap. I don't know what they call the show. They call the show, it's the huddle, something like that. Thursday nights, 6 o'clock right here. They'll be on the call. It's Thomas Dale. It's LC Bird. It's going to be a fun one tonight. We're back after this. You're listening to 910
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app.
We're about 15 minutes away from taking you out to River City. Roll on Fridays, he rolls. He's AWOD, of course, AWOD Radio, noon to 3. Grant and Danny take you home. Game of the week tonight on The Fan. Thomas Dale and Glenn Allen, do you ride with the north side or the south side? Call, pick your side. You know which way I roll. I've never made any bones about that. Nothing against the Jaguars. Nothing against Glen Allen. Nothing against Hanover. Nothing against Henrico. Lovely places.
Uh-huh.
I got Southside in my bones.
MP's a Southsider.
I'm Southside. I'm not Thomas Dale levels of Southside. That's ultimate Southside down. Like, you got, there's Southside, and then there's like 288 Southside, and then there's, you got to keep going to get to Thomas Dale Southside. There's a lot. That's deep Southside right there. Thomas Dale representing for the South Side. The White Sox, of course, are the South Side, Chicago's baseball team. I think Thomas Dale could challenge the White Sox for number of wins, despite the fact that the White Sox are playing 162 games this year, and Thomas Dale will probably play about 12. Not a great sign for one of those two teams. Really good sign for the other one, though. We'll see if Thomas Dale can keep it rolling. Really great start to the season. I want to do college first, then I want to do NFL. Because it's Friday and we talk football. And ladies and gentlemen, Virginia Tech is on leg three of the revenge tour.
Good heavens. Are you still trying to win?
I gotta get angry. You gotta get mean. That's the only way you can play.
Your skills will be put to the test.
Ooh, that's the good stuff. Let's go. College football weekend. I think I get to Tech in a second because it is like three of the revenge tour. I think the line I am most intrigued by is this NC State Clemson situation. Clemson favored by 8 when it started. Then NC State was like, funny story, we're out of quarterbacks. We're going to start this freshman kid. The line spikes to 24. Then the next day, I was like, hang on. The freshman kid's actually like a really highly touted recruit. Maybe he's good. Now the line's back to 18. 18's still not great. We'll see what the Wolfpack have in him. NC State Clemson, big early ACC preview. Elsewhere in the ACC, Virginia Tech taking on Rutgers at home in, I don't want to undersell this, very important game for the Hokies if they want to do the things they want to do this season. And it's funny because it's got nothing to do with the record, and it's got nothing to do with the postseason, which is why it's interesting that this is a big game. This is normally not one I would be calling a big game, because you'd say, if they win, it kind of doesn't get them anywhere they need to go. They're not going to be at-larges into the playoff. Doesn't really change their ACC standing. If they lose, same arguments. Doesn't change their ACC standing. They were already knocked out of the playoffs. You could still run the table in the conference, do everything. It's all still in front of you if you lose. This, to me, is far more about, can they be the kind of football team they want to be, and can you win against a similarly sized team on the offensive line and on the defensive line? A test they have not had to pass yet this year. Third leg of the revenge tour. Took care of business at ODU. It's about being bigger, stronger, faster, doing those things, doing them right, executing. Beat Marshall by turning it on in the second half. Some very nice Kyron Drones runs. Bashel Tootin got it rolling there as well. Ollie Jennings had a great catch in both games, really.
He's questionable for this one against Rutgers. This one's far more about the big nasties up front, offensive line, defensive line, because that's where they lost it last year against Rutgers. Their third down rate was atrocious in that game. They did not establish the run early. They let Rutgers establish the run. Rutgers converted on third and short a number of times early in the game, got themselves into third and short a number of times early in the game. That's what this one's all about for the Hokies. Hokies 3.5-point favorites in this one. I think people will look at this and say, that indicates a close football game, that maybe Rutgers is the more talented team. I'm a believer. I'm going to channel my inner AWOD. I'm a believer. I believe in this Virginia Tech team. I believe the talent's there. I am lukewarm on the coaching at the moment, but I believe in the talent of this team, and I think this is a game where talent level matters. I like the Hokies in this one. I'm taking the Hokies. I'll lay the points if I need to lay the points, but I think Virginia Tech finds a way to win this and sets up what should be a pretty competitive ACC season top to bottom. Right now, I'm only seeing one team that has distinguished itself from the pack, and that's Miami. I think Clemson is knocking on that door of being that, and we'll see if they can get there. But I think it's pretty wide open. Two teams get in to the ACC title game. Legally speaking, they have to pick two. There have to be two teams in that game. To quote Russell Wilson, he's from here. Why not us? Why not Tech? I think a win Saturday, while it would not help them in the ACC standings at all, would go a long way towards showing them we can compete with almost anybody. UVA, of course, on the schedule as well tomorrow. Tech game, 3:30 right here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. UVA game, 2 o'clock. That'll be a little earlier. You'll hear that on the 50,000-watt flamethrower, WRVA. UVA going to Coastal Carolina in a game I am mega intrigued by. And I feel like AWOD accused me the other day, right, of kind of picking off of preseason hype and whatever. I think I'm going to do it again here. So I'm just going to live into it. I'm going to lean into the stereotype here. Anthony Calandria has been better than expected for UVA. It just feels like they are walking that razor's edge there between, you know, playing it safe and playing to win. And they couldn't pull it off in the second half against Maryland. I didn't love how they wore down at the end of that game. I love group of five teams that are really talented in games that would be, for them, their Super Bowl. This is Coastal Carolina's Super Bowl. If you beat Virginia, they're going to talk about you on ESPN as a potential college football playoff team. If you lose to Virginia, you're just another group of five team that couldn't beat a mediocre ACC team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I love group of five teams in that situation. They find a way to get the job done. I love getting points. Coastal's getting 3.5 points. I am taking Coastal Carolina in this game. I still love Anthony Calandria. I still think he's the guy. I don't love this matchup. I said it when the schedule came out. I don't like UVA's schedule at all. Didn't like Maryland, didn't like Coastal, and these things are kind of proving themselves to be correct. I didn't like the Wake game, though, and they pulled that out late. Maybe they find a way to do it. I think this one comes down to the fourth quarter. I think when it's time to dig deep, we're going to see who digs deep down there at Coastal Carolina on Saturday. James Madison getting 11 at North Carolina. UNC is better than JMU, right? That's the conference gap here. JMU is not vintage JMU. They're still learning and growing. They had the bye week. The chance here, if you're taking the Dukes, is do they come out of the bye week and do they get it together in a way they didn't in the first 2 weeks? You'd say lackluster performances, but I think those are just first-time coach performances. Can you fix that in 2 weeks? It's better than having 1 week. I don't know if it's good enough to go hang in the ACC. The problem for Bob Chesney's crew is nobody's going to overlook James Madison. If this team came in wearing, Troy uniforms, hey, we're Marshall or whoever, maybe you sneak in. Maybe you can pull the upset. Nobody's overlooking JMU. Everybody knows their recent history and how good they are. I like the Tar Heels even dropping the 10 here. I think it's a really good early test for JMU to see where they stand relative to the kinds of teams they want to hang with. I don't know that you can expect them to be ready for that test in week 3. NFL, I love this NFL board. I love when we get a good board on a Monday Night Football week. Because when the Commanders are on, I got to watch the Commanders for 3 hours. I accept that burden. That is the cost of this job, which I enjoy, of talking to you guys every day, which I enjoy. But I understand when the Commanders are on, that means I got to be watching them. That means I'm probably missing better football somewhere else. So it's nice. We got Monday Night Football at the Commanders. Watch them in their entirety. That'll be great. And get to enjoy a really good slate of early programming on the Red Zone. Chargers, Steelers right out of the gate. Are you kidding me? The Russell Wilson, Justin Fields debate rages on. I think Fields will get the opportunity to secure his starting job with a 3-0 start, the toughest team he's played yet. I think the Chargers have been great under Harbaugh. I think he's been a wonderful addition there. I think he's getting the best out of Justin Herbert. I think this will be a really fun football game. Give me the Steelers. I just love this defense. Steelers laying 1.5 at home. If they need to make a play late, this defense makes a play late. TJ Watt, so good, of course, but the rest of that crew, very, very good defense there. Bears-Colts, I think, is a fun one. You got Caleb Williams, right, trying to get right after that Monday night game. Anthony Richardson, I think they've been trying to – they're Jaden Danielsing him, right? You can't run as much as you want to run, but when you run, it's good. And when you're at home, you want to win. That's going to be a really fun game. I'm going to take the Colts, ride with my guy Mo Alie-Cox in that one. As always, a disclaimer, I don't know what I'm doing. Here's what concerns me. Kevin Sheehan, he's on in D.C. We have him on a lot. I love Kevin. Has what he calls the smell test game. If you think the line is just comically bad and they're giving you free money, bet it the other way because they're not giving you free money. I love the Packers getting points in Tennessee. My guy George tweeted me as soon as I said that with Parney. He said, whoa, whoa, Will Levis has peed down his leg twice now with the game on the line 2 weeks. He says he's not going to do that a third time. I think he's going to do it a third time. And I like my guy Malik Willis. I want the free money. Give me the free money. It's free money, folks. The Packers and points in Tennessee. What could possibly go wrong? It's free money. Big game of the day, of course, Ravens-Cowboys. We talked about this one with Parney. I'm just so excited for this game. This is going to be a fantastic football game. We'll talk to all you Cowboys fans on Monday. We'll take a vibe check Monday morning because I think with the Ravens fans, too, somebody's going to melt down after this one, and somebody's going to get their season back on the tracks. Chiefs-Falcons was the other game we took on with Parney as well. The Chiefs dropping 3. They need their wake-up call. I think the Falcons are going to give it to them. We're going to cross-talk with Awad. He's out at River City Roll. He's got Metallica tickets all next week. Maybe he'll tell us about that during his program from 12 to 3. Reminder, high school game of the week tonight. Gary Hessen, Coach Chris, Glenn Allen, Thomas Dale get back here tonight for that. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's a Friday fun show. Minus Gary, that's all right, though. We got Parney time in 13 minutes. That'll make up for it, is what I say. Football picks coming up. Some spicy comments from a Bengals cornerback. That will be at about 11:18. If you're marking your calendar, reminder, next week we'll be giving away tickets to Metallica at Lane Stadium live from Miami, right? Just break down that whole sentence. Everything about that sentence is amazing. Tickets to Metallica, yeah, at Lane Stadium, hello, live from Miami. Let's go. That last part's maybe better for me than you, but I'm pretty excited about it. We'll be live, Virginia Tech taking on Miami. Next Friday night, big ACC clash, of course, we'll get you ready for leg 3 of the Hokies Revenge Tour. We'll do that at 11:30 this morning. I've been summoned to the court of public opinion this morning, though, with Judge Hazel presiding. So I think it's time to do this. Here's what happened yesterday. I left the studio. Normal day. Day like any other. Drove downtown. Have lunch with my guy, Zach Joachim. Richmond Times-Dispatch. Savannah Rieger dropped by and joined us as well. Melanie Martinez. They are witnesses. We're not calling them to the stand today, but they are witnesses should they need to be called in the future.
Heard.
We went to the Secret Sandwich Society.
Oh, it's hard to park down there.
That's sure. That's a relevant detail to this story.
First thing I think of when I think of there.
Guess who got the spot closest to the Secret Sandwich Society, like right outside the door?
Oh.
Your guy.
Oh.
MP. MP on the mic. MP in the parallel park. I don't want to brag. I am a parallel parking all-star. It is one of my specialties. Nailed it first try. Wasn't even in my car. Was in the wife's car. Added degree of difficulty. Nailed it. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Now, you know you can pay for downtown parking at the machine. I hate the machine. You can also pay on the app. I don't like the app, but I deal with the app. The app's not good. I find it to be better than the machine. So I park. I figure we're going to... You know, Zach and I have some business to tend to, so I put it in for 1:15, give us a little overage, which I think is appropriate. Yeah.
Pause. Did you take a screenshot of your passport? I know which app they have to use when you paid.
It's the passport app.
You took your receipt picture?
This is about to become very relevant. I do have a receipt picture from the app.
Very good. Very good. Continue.
I returned to my car. Lovely lunch. Had the burger with the fries. The organic house-made ketchup, all the things.
Lovely.
Lovely time. Good conversation, good company. I returned to my car 11 minutes before the end of my allotted parking time.
Okay.
There was a green ticket on the car. Yeah.
No.
Okay. So I figured out how to do this. I don't think my wife wants me blasting her license plate number for the world. It took me a minute. Because I had to read it, look at my receipt, like,
yeah.
How could this have happened? Did I type in the wrong zone number? Like, you know, what happened? Here's what happened. If the license plate was ABC123, what I typed was ABD123.
No!
The letter was a T, and I hit the R, which is right next to the T on the keyboard. I introduced the QWERTY keyboard as evidence in this case. I hit the R instead of the T. The license plate was off. 4 7-character license plate was off by one letter. Bang. Parking.
That's how they get you.
It's a, in the eyes of the law.
You did not pay.
I am guilty. I understand that. I understand how the legal system works. I've watched enough Law and Order to know how the legal system works.
And unfortunately, I do feel I have to rule against you in this case.
So the question is, if it was like, because in D.C., if you get a parking ticket, there's an online form you can fill out to contest it.
Yes.
That costs no money and essentially no time. Had I gotten this parking ticket in D.C., I would fill out the form. Hey, here's what happened. Sorry, I hit the wrong letter. Can you throw me a bone? And I would have I would accept the ruling either way.
Uh-huh.
I'm request leniency. I don't expect leniency in this matter. For a City of Richmond parking ticket, you have to physically go to the court to contest it in front of a judge. So the question here is, yeah, if I had 100% chance of winning, I would go down and contest the ticket. I'm a man of principle. I'm not super busy, you know. I'm only doing a radio show and starting a nonprofit news outlet and raising 2 kids. Outside of that...
It sounds like you have time for this.
Drowning in free time. I can't go down there, contest the ticket, and lose.
I think that's their plan.
I can't. My ego can't take that.
They're hoping you think that far ahead.
Yeah, Judge Hazel may be turning this into a fundraiser here.
I think you owe this ticket, MP.
I'm just going to pay. There it is. All right.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive lunch yesterday at the Secret Sandwich Society.
Man, one letter off.
You think I'm not going to check that thing 100 times every time I park for the rest of my life?
Why do you think I asked about the receipt?
Yeah.
They got me too.
Yeah. They get us all. They come for all of us at certain times.
There,
yeah, we're working like super hard.
There are places in town that have 1 hour parking where I know nobody's ever checking here.
Yeah,
and you will not get it out of me. Probably not even off air where those spaces are. They belong to me and me only. But I know downtown, right in front of Secret Sandwich, they're checking that every 10 minutes. I know I gotta pay there. So to both pay and get the ticket, bit of a dagger in the day for sure.
That's rough.
It was rough. But that's all right. We'll bounce back. Cause that's what we do around here.
You're tough, MP. I don't know if I could do it.
It would have crippled a lesser man.
Right. I conclude this case.
All right. Court adjourned, everybody at ease, whatever they say in court. I don't, I haven't been to a lot of court.
Good for you. I think that's good, right?
I think that's great. You can pull up my legal history. I'm not without traffic violations. It's, you know, you can print it on one page, but you're going to use some ink to do it. I'll admit to that.
You know, they took me to court a few months ago, and I was so mad I had to pay court fees.
Yes!
I have to come to you and pay?
Yeah, I got to pay for this?
A terrible experience. All around.
0 out of 10.
Yeah.
One, you dragged me down here. And two, I have to pay for the privilege of being in front of you.
Yeah.
That's a hard no for me.
And yeah. Explain myself.
Yeah.
No.
I did jury duty once.
Oh.
So far, yeah, knock on wood on that one. I've only gotten jury duty once. So they put like 17 of us in the box.
Uh-huh.
And it just became super obvious this dude's crazy guilty. But then only 11 get to decide the trial. I was in the six that got sent home.
Oh.
I said to the other, don't worry about this. You'll be done in a few. And I think they were. Parney time is up next. NFL football after that, because it's a football Friday. You're listening to 910 The Fan now, 105.1 FM.
It's Friday. You know what time it is. Bring on our guy, Parney Parnell from the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Parney, what's up, dude?
It's Friday already, MP. It's Parney time.
All right, everybody. It is finally that time. It's time for Parney time.
You're right. It does mean it's Friday, but it sure doesn't feel like it's Friday. This has been a week and a half, man. What? Holy smokes, a lot going on.
I went through yesterday's entire show thinking it was Friday, so you can imagine my disappointment when they called me back for another day of work today. But
yeah, you skipped me over yesterday. That if you thought it was Friday, you're like, the hell?
Parney time, man. I'm tired of embarrassing myself. You got a push out of the Commanders last week. I commend you for that. I couldn't have been more wrong on the Cowboys game. I feel fired up this week. I got the juiciest matchup on the board, Parney. We'll go around. We'll make our picks here. I love the Green Bay Packers getting points in Tennessee. I don't even need Jordan Love to play. I will ride with my guy Malik Willis. No questions asked.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't seen that yet. What is that spread? And they know something. I mean, they don't set these odds while they're taking a poop. You know what I mean? Like they study this stuff. So that's a little weird. What is the point spread?
Tennessee giving 2.5 at home. This is the Will Levis make or break game there. The coach was openly critical of his play earlier this week. Malik Willis came off the bench. Liberty guy led the Packers to a win, didn't do much. Jordan Love's been practicing this week, may or may not play. We'll see.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm all about the Pack. I think that there's a whole bunch of reasons why you would like them there. I think pretty soon the Titans are going to be, you know, one of the teams that everybody's looking to play. I think they lost a little bit, in my personal opinion. I always thought Mike Vrabel did a good job with them. They obviously have some issues. They don't have Derrick Henry anymore. They don't have a quarterback anymore. I mean, Will Levis is not the answer. I mean, any dude that puts mayonnaise in his coffee, I'm out. Did you know he does that?
He puts mayonnaise in his I somehow missed this story. This is a perfect MP story, too.
You never know what Parney time is going to bring to your show. And yes, when he was at college at University of Kentucky, there was a story about how he put mayonnaise in his coffee. Now, look, I'm a huge Duke's mayonnaise fan. I could eat Duke's mayonnaise on anything. I love Duke's. It's the only kind of mayonnaise there is. But I don't know if I could put it in my coffee.
That is a bridge too far for me as well. Do the squirrels have any mayonnaise-based dishes? You got the pickle hot dog.
We did a bunch of stuff with Duke's this year, particularly around tomato sandwiches with Hanover Tomato Night and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're big fans of mayonnaise. We're big fans of Duke's. Yeah, maybe in the future we can do a game where we pour Duke's mayonnaise over your head like they did Shane Beamer when he won a bowl game.
That was a moment to remember for the entire Beamer family, I would imagine. They've had a lot of highs in their life, but winning the mayonnaise bowl, it's hard to top winning the Duke's mayonnaise bowl. I'll love a good Duke's mayo right with you. So I'm right there. I prepare to volunteer as tribute for mayonnaise dumping on the head night.
Let's do it. See, we're already making the 2025 Flying Squirrels promotional schedule. We need to get Caroline Phipps on the phone so we can write this stuff down.
Just need 70 more giveaways, and you're good, because I think you're dunking mayonnaise on me once. I don't think that is a recurring event.
so we just agreed on that game. Is that correct?
We agreed on that game. Game of the week here, Parney. Ravens at Cowboys. I might remind you, the Ravens are 0-2, lost to the Chiefs on opening night. stunner to the Raiders last week. They need a win to get rolling. The Cowboys crushed Cleveland in their first week and then bounced back with a bad loss to the Saints at home last week. So they're 1-1. Ravens are 0-2. National game of the week, Tom Brady on the call, 425. If you want the point, the Ravens are indeed one-point favorites.
I have no idea how in the living H-E double hockey sticks the Raiders beat the Ravens.
Same.
On Sunday. That knocked me out of an elimination situation. And name drop, I was with Bus and Jamal Doakes in Norfolk. And Jerome had an appearance down there. We left to go somewhere, left the casino, and Jerome and I both had the Ravens in a eliminator pool. We were good. And then somebody walked by our table where we're at, and they're like, hey, how about the Raiders? And I was like, uh-oh. I had no idea that they lost that. It was like 23-14 or something like that when we left, and there was like 4 minutes left on the clock or something. So all that, besides the name-dropping situation, all that to say, the Ravens are way better than 0-2. They should have beaten the Chiefs. They are going to beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to be in disarray. The Cowboys have the Giants next, so the Cowboys will end up being 2-2. I would take the Ravens probably even at 3.
Woo, I like it. We'll disagree on that one then. I'm going to ride with the Cowboys at home. I think they're a better team than they were last week as well. There's always one team that falls on its face after a really successful season the year before. I thought it was going to be Buffalo. I think it might be the Ravens this year, which is, I hate saying that because I like Lamar. I got to ask, though, how's Buss's kid? You watched Buss's kid play last week?
Oh, yeah, we had a great time. It was wonderful. They won 21-6, it was a great experience going down there. And then our families all thought we were nuts because we were all together Friday night. And then on Sunday, Jamal's leaving Detroit, Jerome's leaving Atlanta, and I'm driving to the beach. And our family's like, didn't you guys just see each other on Friday? What are you doing?
I'll love it.
It was pretty cool. And I'll tell your listeners, you and I had a great time with Parney Time with Dennis Pelfrey, a little season-ending Dennis Pelfrey action. And that one is downloaded. We've had nine innings so far. Season one will have 10 innings, so the last and final inning is going to be driven by a bus.
Could be anybody.
So you can figure out what that might be.
Could be anybody.
And we're looking for. I got to call you offline. I'm waiting for someone to call me with the specifics, but we'll be taping that next week.
I will stand by. Looking forward to that for sure. Dennis Pelfrey. So Parney Time. Everywhere you get your podcast, just type in Parney Time and he pops up and he starts talking to you. Dennis Pelfrey is a leader, Parn, and I don't mean baseball either. Like, that dude he thinks about leadership and management. Hearing him talk about, like, the way he organizes bus trips, the way he, you know, organizes the clubhouse and you know, the way he talks to players and brings them in and encourages them. Like, that's not baseball stuff. That's leadership stuff.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it during the Parting Time podcast with him. Like, to me, he's not a manager. He's a leader. He could lead a plant. He could lead a factory. He could lead a school. He could lead a government entity. Like, he is just a flat-out leader. And I think on that Parting Time inning with Dennis Pelfrey, you really got the feel of his leadership abilities, his thoughtfulness, his meticulousness. His caring, like I mentioned this specifically, and I don't mean this to sound negative towards other managers, but you know, across the minor leagues, there's managers who will pay attention to what, MP? Top three, four, five players on the team.
Yep.
You know, the people at the big league club are liking, that's who they're favoring, right? But Pelf believes, and he says this in the Parting Time, he believes that every single player that plays in Richmond will have an opportunity to get better and to be the best version of themselves so that they can someday get to the big leagues. Not everybody's going to do it with the Giants. And he made a point or two about some people that have made it with other teams that didn't make it with the Giants. But you're right. I mean, I don't think that inning of Party Time was about baseball at all, honestly. I mean, I just think it could have been a leadership series.
No doubt. Cool to hear from him. Grab the Party Time podcast, of course. Can we sneak in one more here at the finish line? Because Chiefs at Falcons, you were down in Atlanta. That's the Sunday night game. Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. I might remind you, Kirk Cousins was the world's unlikeliest primetime superhero on Monday night against the Eagles, led the Falcons to a 2-minute drill drive win there. Can I talk you into the Falcons, Barney?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I'm riding with the Chiefs on that. I think the Chiefs squeaked one out. I mean, they squeaked two of them out, right? So, I mean, I guess you could question them being 2-0, right?
I am prepared to take the Falcons. I don't think we've seen the best of Bijan Robinson yet. And the Chiefs get a wake-up call every year, and squeaking out wins is not a wake-up call, Parney. They're still due for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I should believe in the Falcons. You know, I mean, they lost to the Steelers, and then they beat the Eagles. But would you like to have been a talk show host in Philadelphia this week? The amount of fodder that franchise is giving their sports talk people is pretty amazing. I mean, I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm not a football coach. I'm a football fan. But, I mean, anybody could see that you don't pass the ball in that situation, in my opinion. So I don't really know what they were thinking. But anyway, I still think the Chiefs are the team. But you're right, the Falcons have a lot of tools. Kyle Pitts is another one that I thought was underutilized under the scheme they had last year.
No question.
And then they have some talented receivers. Our buddy J.D. Bertrand, the brother of John Michael Bertrand, the Squirrels Picture of the Year, is on special teams and is a backup linebacker for the Falcons out of Notre Dame. So keep an eye on that too. But I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. Where is the game? Is it in Kansas City or Atlanta?
It is in Atlanta.
Still, I'm riding with Kansas City. So give me Kansas City, give me Green Bay, and who's the other one?
You liked the Ravens over the Cowboys.
Yeah, give me the Ravens.
Three-pack from our guy Parney, who has been statistically significantly better than your boy MP this season. We'll see if we can't level things out this week. That's all right. I give the disclaimer every week. If I knew what I was doing, I wouldn't be hosting a midday sports talk radio show. I'd be sitting with a lot of money somewhere in front of a casino.
There you go. I love it. And let me ask all your listeners, MP, before we leave, go to squirrelsbaseball.com. We got some movies in the outfield coming up. Pretty soon we're going to have Squirreloween coming up. We're going to have the ballpark warming party coming up. So the Squirrels never leave Richmond, Virginia. Obviously, CarMax Park is being built right next to us. Drive by there, see what our friends at Gilbane are doing. Exciting times in Squirrel Land.
Fired up for all of that. And, Parney, we always appreciate the time, man.
You're the best. Have fun. Go nuts, my man. And it's party time.
It's party time. You better believe it. We're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
You guys riding with us around Richmond. Beautiful day out there. Sun's back out after a rainy week. Should be a fantastic weekend. Football Friday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, you know where to get it. The Apple Store, Google Play. You're going to want to have it next week because AWOD Radio is giving away tickets to Metallica Monday through Wednesday, Metallica at Lane Stadium. That'll be a fun giveaway. You can also just listen to AWOD today because he's a cool guy and he's on the radio talking about football on a Football Friday. Don't need much more than that. Grant Danny will drive you home from 3 to 6 before our high school game of the week. Chesterfield, Southside's Finest versus Northside's Finest, Glen Allen. Glen Allen's not Northside. They're Glen Allen. That's what it is. It's Midtown. Everything's Midtown if you try hard enough.
Everything's Midtown.
We have a lot of Midtowns around here. Glen Allen, Thomas Dale, your high school game of the week on 910 The Fan. In 10 minutes, we're going to go full Football Friday. I'll give you my picks for the weekend. Three great college football games involving our state teams. NFL on tap as well. Ravens, Cowboys should be a ton of fun. For the Commanders, we're looking ahead to Monday night when they host or go to Cincinnati to take on the 0-2 Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals have been together for a little while. They've got that continuity. They're 0-2. If I were 0-2, I'll probably watch what I say. Tread lightly. I've identified one Bengals player who doesn't believe in that theory. His name is Cam Taylor-Britt. He's a cornerback for the team. And they asked him, hey, what do you think of this Jayden Daniels guy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, Capone, they don't make them do a lot. So they keep it really simple for them. Lance Collins, offense, Kingsbury, the OC. So, you know, a little move guys around here and there. But, you know, just keep it real simple for them. I heard his pass percentage is very high, but he's only throwing short route. You know, some intermediate stuff, quick throws.
It's a college-style offense with Cliff Kingsbury. Now, I don't think he's insulting Jayden Daniels, just to be clear, because once this gets rinsed and watched by Mike Florio a few times, this will turn into Cam Taylor-Britt insults Jayden Daniels. I don't think so at all. I think it's a Cliff Kingsbury commentary. Cliff is dumbing things down for the rookie quarterback. Hey, they run a few plays. I watched the tape. I've seen them all. I know what I'm looking at.
Cam Taylor-Britt, Bengals cornerback, has played 3 years in the league, lifetime 5 interceptions. That's only 2 more interceptions than he has names. So I don't understand why he gets to run his mouth about this situation. But that's, you need a little bulletin board material here, because we don't have a deep, rich history in the Bengals versus Washington various names over the years. We've got the tie in London. That's probably the recent high water mark of this series. But it's, he throws a little fuel on the fire, right? Like, this is simple. Like, I got 8 days to prepare for this. I've seen it. I know what's going on. I do think Cliff Kingsbury has not shown all his cards yet. And I've been on this program multiple days this week and told you I like that. I think that's a very good thing for the Washington Commanders. I'm not even sure it's got anything to do with whether or not Jane Daniels can handle it or not. I think he's a pretty sharp kid. I think he's slowly rolling out these wrinkles over the course of the season, doing what he needs to do each week to progress the offense. We've talked a million times, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, they are in alignment. This is not a one-year project. This is not the Houston Texans. They're not going worst to first. They're going to gradually build over the course of the season. Now, I hope they hit Cam Taylor-Britt with something this week, right? Like, oh, we've never seen that move before. A little razzle, a little dazzle. Maybe both. Maybe save the razzle for later, just do the dazzle. I don't know. There's more games. You got to go. Because Cliff has to win in Arizona, too, because that's where he got fired. After Cincinnati, they're not coming home to Ashburn. They're getting on the plane. They're going to Arizona. They'll practice out there at Arizona State's facility all week in Tempe for the Sunday afternoon game on the West Coast against the Cardinals. I've never understood that from a logistical standpoint, because even though it's a short week, there's so much time between the games, and it's not like Cincinnati and Ashburn are like dreadfully far away. If you go to the West Coast and you don't want to fly back east, then fly back west. I've understood that one. I think it's more about just getting away for a week and, you know, not being in D.C. and letting everybody buckle in, and DQ can do the things he wants to do and, you know, coach him up on the points he wants to coach him up on. But a little fighting words there from Cam Taylor-Britt. It's a simple offense. They're not asking Jane Daniels to do much. I hope they don't ask Jane Daniels to do much on Monday night, because I hope Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler are the main offensive weapons. I think that's what's best for Jane Daniels' development at this juncture. I also think Cincinnati knows they need a win, so I don't think there's any trap game complacency going on there. They're 0-2. It's a brutal division. It's a really tough division. You've got it. Maybe Baltimore pulls back into it right now. Of course, you've got the Steelers and the Browns are 1-1. All four of those teams are good, though, and they're going to beat up on each other later in the year. This is a gotta-have-it game for the Bengals if they want to have aspirations of winning the division. I think they could still make the playoffs if they don't. But everybody's going to get their crack at the Commanders, right? They're playing all four of them. Baltimore's got them in Baltimore. You know, Cleveland's coming to D.C. and then Pittsburgh later in the year. If you lose to the Commanders and the other three all win, that's the double swing, right? You're one down, they're one up in the standings. It's tough to win the division at that one point. You can go 0-3 to the playoffs. I want to say Cincy maybe even has done that before, because they're famous for starting slow. You can't go 0-3 and win the division, though. Not in this division. It's a little bit too good. Same advice to the Baltimore Ravens, right? 0-2, going to Dallas. That's the game of the week. We'll give you some predictions on that. We'll slide out a touch early here. We'll do an extra chunky, just the way Brent probably likes it. It'll be a big prediction segment. It's a Football Friday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
Make a start on this Friday fun show. Mark your calendar. Party time is in 28 minutes at 11 o'clock. He'll swing by to pick the games as he normally does. We'll ask him about his outing with Jerome Bettis last weekend, the bus down. There was a home and home. They're in both Atlanta and then in Virginia Beach the next day. Parney and Bus were just were on the circuit together. We'll get the rundown on that at 11. We'll check in with Cam Taylor-Britt. He's a cornerback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Doesn't think much of the Commanders' offense. I'll do that about 11:20. Get you ready for Monday Night Football. We'll do the NFL picks as we do, with the disclaimer that I don't know what I'm talking about. At 10:45. That's in about 13 minutes. I will tell you about my parking ticket. We'll go in front of the judge here, and I'll decide what I should do next.
Next steps are important here as well. So we'll dive into that. Also, got to give a shout out to the Washington Mystics. About half of a shout out. They ended their season last night. Here's the full shout out. Highest attended WNBA game in the history of the league. You take a wild guess who they were playing against. Yeah, you can get this without much thought. She was there. Caitlin Clark was there. Indiana had clinched both their playoff spot and seed. They couldn't do anything. But there were 20,000 people there, 20,711 people there. They sold standing room tickets into the arena to fit more people in to see Caitlin Clark. When the people demand, you got to give them what they demand, which is some Caitlin Clark. So they brought her out for the start of the game. Indiana went up 20-2 on the Mystics. That's what we've come to expect. They then put Caitlin Clark on the bench. It's playoff time for them. You know, put her on ice, put her in the bubble wrap. We'll see you in the playoffs. The Mystics then came back and won. Congrats, I guess. You scored more points than the other team. So that part's good.
Well, congratulations.
All we were missing was Adam Silver. The team did have to win this, and it was your team. Congratulations. But thankfully, this is what's important. The Mystics, by winning, may have accidentally ended up in the playoffs, which, of course, we've considered a worst-case scenario for quite some time now. Thankfully, Atlanta also won last night, knocking the Mystics back out of the playoffs. So we're back in the lottery. We're back in the lottery. Paige Bucket's coming to D.C. I feel it. I feel the mojo. It's going to happen. That's your Mystics update. Their season's over. We'll check in with them next year. I'll be up at Capital One Arena in, I want to say, 2.5 weeks for A-10 Basketball Media Day, which I believe got, as the kids say, juicier this week with the announcement that Woj is going to be the general manager at St. Bonaventure. So I'm certainly hopeful that he's there. Because that would make a fun event already more fun. And, of course, we'll check in with the whole crew, Ryan Odom, whoever VCU brings up there. Everybody from around the league, we got star power in this league now. Shams is a Loyola guy. Of course, Lunardi at St. Joe's. This is the number one celebrity basketball league this year, the A-10. Woj, Shams, Lunardi. We got it all. Need some VCU celebrities to add into that mix. All right, carrying on here on our Friday program, I believe our next guest here is going to set the high water mark here. I was running the numbers. Hazel was helping me out. I believe this is now the fourth time we've had both a father and a son appear on this radio program, which is a heck of a stat for a program that's existed for less than 13 months now. But I believe we're there. Y'all know J.C. Poma, of course. He does the Play Chesterfield segments and helps line those up for us. We love doing those on Wednesdays where we talk to the high school athletes, one of my favorite parts of the week. And we put that on the podcast at MP on the Mic. His dad is John Poma, and his dad joins us now. John, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, you're here to tell us about a really cool event you're putting on for the first time in Richmond. It's going to be at the Diamond on October 12th. So mark your calendar here for a couple weeks. Moving Day. Why don't you tell us about what Moving Day is?
Sure. So Moving Day is a walk for Parkinson's. It is the Parkinson's Foundation signature event. It's been held in 48 cities across the country, but never in Richmond. And that's about to change. As you just said, Moving Day is coming to Richmond on October 12th at the Flying Squirrel Stadium, beginning at 9:30 a.m. that morning.
I love it. Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, October 12th at the Diamond. We know Parney and crew love making that a year-round destination. Certainly great to bring this event to Richmond. You can tell us a little bit more kind of about the cause and you know what you guys hope to accomplish through this.
Sure. So Moving Day is one of the largest Parkinson's events in the country, and it's really designed to embrace the power of exercise, and exercise is really the only proven and effective way shown to manage and improve symptoms. Now, when you're first diagnosed with Parkinson's, it's not always easy to find the resources that are available that you need in the community. And Moving Day changes all of that. It will bring together at the Diamond all of the resources available in the Richmond greater community for patients and their families. And we're working hard to make it a fun, inspiring day for folks of all ages. So folks with Parkinson's, their families, their kids. There'll be a kid zone. Nutsy's going to be there. There's going to be a movement pavilion with exercise demonstrations, exhibitor tables with information for patients. And then the Henrico High School drum line is going to help put some spirit in our step for the walk that day.
I love it. John Poma joining us, telling us about Moving Day, the walk for Parkinson's. Mark your calendar, October 12th. At the Diamond. And if I understand right, this is personal for you, right?
It is. So I'm a person living with Parkinson's disease, recently diagnosed. And I think I'm very involved at both the local and national level with Parkinson's. And when I was first diagnosed, I made a commitment to myself that I wanted to make a difference for others and not be just defined by the disease. So I saw the incredible difference that the Parkinson's Foundation was making on both a local and national level. You know, and you mentioned my son. You know, there was a time when JC was known as John Poma's son. I'm just now known as JC Poma's father. But Richmond's a great place to live and work. And if Richmond can be successful in cities around us, there's no reason it can't also be successful in the greater Richmond area.
No doubt. We love working with JC. We love working with the whole crew over there. And we're really glad you're putting this on for the first time. Moving Day for Parkinson's, coming to Richmond, coming to the Diamond on October 12th. Why don't you tell folks how to register or get involved with this event?
Sure. So you can register by going to movingdaywalk.org or just Google Richmond, Virginia Moving Day. You'll easily find the website. There's no cost to register. Just click the link to register. You can register yourself or a team. There's no cost. We're also still in need of volunteers to help on the day of the event and make it successful. There's a link to volunteer. So if you're interested in volunteering, walking, right, you know, supporting a team, please go to the webpage. There's also a phone number on the webpage that you can call if you have any trouble registering. It's Don Lewis at the Parkinson's Foundation. But it's proven to be, you know, we're well ahead of where we wanted to be, but there's still a lot to do. So we're reaching out for support and for folks to help us.
Well, we're certainly glad you spent a few minutes with us today telling us about this Moving Day for Parkinson's at the Diamond on October 12th. The website movingdaywalk.org. Anything else you want to share with folks here on the program?
I would just say that, you know, participating in Moving Day isn't just about supporting the life-changing work of the Parkinson's Foundation. It's about offering hope, creating awareness and understanding of the disease, and providing support to everyone affected by the disease. I've seen firsthand on the local level how programs like Lift PD, supported by the foundation, have helped improve lives of patients. And Moving Day wouldn't be possible without the support of our sponsors. So I want to thank all of our sponsors, our volunteers, and everyone who's already contributed to the event.
I love it. Moving Day, get out there October 12th. Get involved. A great cause. And thank you for spending a couple minutes with us this morning.
I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing everyone on October the 12th.
All right. You got it. We're going to head to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about
saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,